fighting for America.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye.
Fighting for you.
Merry Christmas!
Sees Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. It is the Christmas party, and once again, we have a lot of people here. We've got our friend Pro Life. We have O from Eagle, who called me a fatty. And we have Isaac Moffitt, who certainly is dedicated to the cause of education here in the state of Idaho. Why don't we get Isaac on here? It's been a while since we've talked to Isaac. And that means, Pat, why don't you get up? Thanks.
That would be great. Hey, what do you get when you say O's name backwards three times? Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Keep your day job. All right. Our friend Isaac Moffitt with us, who actually was the first person to hold me accountable here and say, hey, when's the Christmas party? Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm glad O is here, because with a comedian like Pat, we'd be in trouble.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we've got some real talent here with O.
I thought you were my friend.
I am. I'm helping you out not to go that direction.
So, Isaac, as we take a look at the year, you've had a chance to continue on. Certainly studying education, being an advocate. The year educationally for folks in Idaho, Common Core has kind of dripped in more and more. Your thoughts as a proponent and champion of classical education here in Idaho?
My thoughts, get your kids out of public school. Get your kids out of any education system that's using any attachment to Common Core, and that includes any private school.
All right. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. So anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, the bottom line is Common Core is not going to leave our local districts. The districts are nothing more than proxies of the federal government and their own proxies. So we really have to focus at the state level to remove Common Core and all of its apparatuses that's incorporated with that. But in the meantime, parents need to get involved at the local school district and demand an exception, or just like we have now, if you don't want your kids to attend a sex ed class, you can opt out. Well, there should be no different mechanism set up for parents who want to opt their kids out of that state testing, which, of course, is the funnel in which all the data is going to be collected, is through the SBAC test. So parents need to stand up and say, no, my kids are not going to take that test. And everything rests on that test. If you can collapse that test, everything else falls. So parents need to stand up, have a backbone, and refuse to allow their kids to take the test.
And here I thought we were going to talk about Christmas time.
Well, that is the best Christmas present you could do for you and your family.
Well,
amen.
What about Sherry Ibarra?
What about her?
Good choice.
What difference did we have? Vote for a Jones or her, she's one and the same.
Right.
She's just a progressive. There's no difference between the candidates.
Now, off the air, you and Pat from Middleton were going back and forth concerning this continuing issue of plagiarism. What was your take on that issue?
Well, she didn't plagiarize. She clearly cited her source. She got permission to use it. She cited that she did, in fact, have permission to use that article. That is not plagiarism. Plagiarism is nothing more than using someone else's material without citing the source and passing it off as your own. She did not pass it off as her own work.
Right, but didn't she apologize for that?
Yeah, I don't know why.
If she didn't do anything wrong, but why would she apologize?
Don't we always apologize? It seems like when we know we're right, we still, I'm sorry I said that. I really didn't mean to say that, but I'm sorry. Even though we know it was the right thing to say. I don't understand why we do that, but if you have principles and you believe what you did is right, you don't apologize.
Right.
So I don't know what her deal was. You know, it's when kids allow themselves to be pawns of a bigger system like she was, her voice was not her own. She's getting that from her teachers, who's upset that their person didn't get elected. That's what that comes down to.
Mm-hmm. So when we take a look at Sherry Ibarra, how effective is she going to be?
It's I think too soon to tell, but I don't suspect we'll see much different than what we've seen already. You know, we have a little bit of a check and balance with the state legislators. I don't expect to see anything significant. We're going to keep going down this road of Common Core, of centralized planning with the education designers. So I'm not expecting to see anything, any course changes.
I see. Anything else you'd like to say to kind of lighten the mood?
Well, we do still live in a place called America. We still have opportunity. We still have a chance to make things right in this country. We got folks like Tom. We have Greg Pruitt. We have Tea Party Bob. We have the Kent County Tea Party folks. There are still a remnant left who is still fighting. We're not quite on our knees yet, but...
What about Pat from Middleton? You still have him.
Well, we don't want him on his knees. It'd be a little hard for him to get back up. But he's great support. We need him. And
there goes your kindness from
you. Right. We're not done yet. There's always one more thing we can do.
Let me throw this out to all of you. And Tea Party Bob knows where this is coming from. And Ray, we better call security on this one. We're going to need it after this statement. I mean, after the election process, haven't the people of Idaho spoken, and they want a more moderate or progressive agenda?
36% of the people went out to vote. Does that tell you that they spoke? Most of the people are still remaining silent.
Elections matter.
The elections matter, but it would matter more if people actually went out and voted and exercised their constitutional
right.
They
didn't vote.
But I would say their silence is a vote.
Yes, and I think they were looking for the same old, same old.
So
and they got it.
So yeah, does that mean that the conservative movement is over?
No.
I mean...
Not by any
where
means.
Where do you go from here?
There's always another election.
Well, the people aren't voting for the last election.
There's another one.
Anybody else
want to
jump in here? Tom?
You know, real quick, one moment there, Tom.
Yes,
Carter,
one moment, Tom.
Carter gave us Reagan.
Yep.
Hopefully, Obama will give us somebody like Cruz.
I'm with you on the national level, but on the state and local level, how do you see it?
Well, that's a different ball of wax. We are really changing this state. I'm not as optimistic as Tea Party Bob is on that. We have the Republican Party itself at a state level has they don't even know what principles mean. They call it platform that is no longer required to be adhered to.
Right.
And so we get the progressives within the party, and so long as that is tolerated, we're not going to be making any headway here. That's my opinion.
Tom Munns, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not a big advocate of elections. I think that
what do you want then?
What do I want?
If you don't want elections, so how are you going to govern?
Well, the problem is that we live in a world where people think they are something that they are quite or not. You know, when you have people that like to believe they're something, and you find out they're not. Here's a classic example, right? So we have these people that run as Republicans, right? And they're not, and so they're Republicans. They might be ours because there really is no foundation anymore for Republicans. But when they continue to call themselves patriots, you know, what does a patriot mean? You know, is it the expansion of social services? Is it the continual worship for endless wars? Is it the continual expansion and going into debt? I mean, this is the kind of crap that our Republicans are doing. They're nothing but furthering the political agenda for control. This is all about remaining R. This is all about remaining Republican. This is not about returning this country back to its roots, because you know what? Most of them have no clue. Yeah. And if they have, it's more about money, or it's more about prestige than it is about anything else. I mean, we live in this time where people still are divided between Republicans and Democrats, and we can't even encourage people to rise out of the muck and the mire between the political parties and suggest that there really is not much difference between the parties. We are nothing more than political pawns, and as long as we sit there and we try to think that voting is going to make some kind of a difference, we're on crack.
So we continue. So there's a vote for not voting.
Well, but you got to admit. people brain.
You get a little close to Isaac there.
People were brainwashed for so many years. It's going to take a while to flush out that dirt and get them back onto common sense.
And well, you start by doing that, by getting them out of the public school indoctrination.
Oh, maybe people don't want to vote. What are your thoughts? How about a laugh?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm with Tom. I don't want to join the Timothy McVeigh fan club anytime soon. I'll vote for anybody that's not a liberal. How's that? How's that? You know,
well,
you go to
today.
The polls and that's your choices.
Isaac says everybody. Isaac says everybody's a liberal.
Okay, those are your choices. Well, let's define. Here we go.
Oh yeah, let's define the term liberal, shall we? And we'll find out exactly where somebody actually stands.
Take a look.
I mean, am I extreme?
Take a look.
Is that really what it's become?
Let's go to Pro-Life, who calls everybody a wimp here at 580KIDO. Guys, let Pro-Life through here. Yes, Pro-Life.
Well, you know, we are a broken
Well, really, it comes
society.
Down to, look, the elections matter, and the moderates, progressives won.
Right, and the reason you participate in government is because you can't tell the truth at church. You know, that's really pretty sad, and what we're having here is a broken society. People are so selfish. They're murdering their babies. They're saying that our currency is a good currency. It's a falsehood. It's robbing the whole
world.
Wait
a minute. We've gone from elections now to currency is the falsehood?
Well, anyway, there's lots of things that are wrong. We're saying that...
I guess the overall point, though, at 580KIDO for a simpleton like me is we had this big buildup, and people voted, whether it was 36% or 56% or 76%, and they made a choice.
Right.
Maybe it's us and not them. Maybe it's us.
Well, the reason we live on this earth is to tell the truth. And so whether you win or not, you have to go out there and participate and vote and do whatever you're going to do, because that's what creates a great judgment. We're doing what we're going to do here on earth.
All right. We go to Terry.
Kevin, I would like to just a remark to those that don't vote. You know, if you don't vote, I don't want to hear your opinion, because typically it's coming out of the backside instead of the front side.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your opinion.
Mounts at the poll.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your opinion, though.
Hey, you just asked me a question.
You know, Kevin, when you say that the people went out and voted, I'm telling you that the people have forgotten how to vote.
Yep.
They have actually lost their way. You're living in the reddest blue state in the country. And I can tell you
the
that.
The reddest blue state, what does that mean?
Take a look at the Freedom Foundation votes of the legislators. We have exactly 9 conservative senators and 21 real conservative representatives. The rest of them are moderate to liberal.
Maybe that's the way it is.
Well, that's
maybe
what's
happened.
Maybe
we're all moderates and liberals.
And that's what's happened. I mean, they've crossed over. It's like all of the Democrats decided they wanted to get in office. So instead of running as a Democrat, which they know they're going to lose, they run as a Republican.
Can anyone say a minute?
Please do not talk with your mouth full.
No, I mean, seriously.
No, I mean, he's talking with his mouth full.
Well, he shouldn't do that.
This is a professional broadcast.
No, he doesn't understand that.
My goodness. All right. It is 818-580-KIDO. You've never done that.
Not me.
Exactly.
And I don't text either.
Exactly. We go to traffic now with our great friend Robin and
Lindsay. Weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 580KIDO, let's go to the phones. We go to Forrest in McCall at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, well, you know, I've been listening to a lot of people, a lot of conservatives, libertarians, Tea Party members that have all been complaining about how we've been losing all these battles. I have a great idea that we actually go forward and try to win. And what we do is we get together. Anybody who believes in a constitutional republic in this country, we get together, we have a convention, we pick states to move to, we move to those states, we take those states over, we become a constitutional republic again, and at that point secede from the union. Otherwise, we're a losing factor. We are doing nothing but losing. We have all these progressives, Republicans and Democrats, telling us how to live. We need to be tired of it. We need to wash our hands of these people just like the Pilgrims did.
All right, secession, anybody?
I think the only place that can secede legally is Texas.
Maybe that's the state.
Well, yeah, it's unfortunately not an option here in Idaho. But, you know, I'm not convinced that we can't change Idaho over a period of time. I just think it takes, you know, some people to wake up, stop looking at the reality shows and running the ATVs and listening to the football games and drinking beer, as Chris Drupa says, and start understanding what's going on. Get away from the liberal media and get into the internet and find out what's really happening. That's what we need for people to do, but they're not going to do it until they're forced into it.
What you have to do, though, is you have to regain control of the education system.
Right.
You have to start with the next generation. If you don't control the education system, it will not matter what us adults do. You must recapture the next generation. There is no option to that. That is the only way to turn this over. And you're right about Idaho's constitution prohibits us from succeeding. Texas might be the only one. I'm not sure about that.
No, California is a republic also.
Under its current form of governance. But nonetheless, you have to regain the control of education. That's the only way you're going to turn this ship around. And I don't even know that we can do it at this point. We may be beyond the point of return.
All right, Forrest.
That's exactly my point right there. We are actually beyond the point of return. I've watched Idaho in the last 20-some years turn into a nothing but a liberal state. And what we have is Woodrow and the rest of them up there that are crony capitalists. We've lost this fight. If you have Common Core in Idaho now, these things are all things that we are losing. Exactly my point you just made it. And it's time for us to actually get together. And I love this state, and I don't want to move from here. But I would absolutely move to a constitutional republic and to a new state, a new country, other states that would actually stand up and believe in a constitutional republic, not a social democracy, and not a oligarchy. That's what we live in. And if you really think we're going to win, I totally disagree with you on that. We are going to lose, and we are losing right now.
All right, Forrest, thank you for the call. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania.
We need a shock treatment. I would encourage everybody out there.
Isn't this a Christmas party?
This is a Christmas party.
Pass the eggnog, please.
We're going to give you an eye-opener. Go online. Look what the CFR has projected for 2015. You will waken up. Go look to see what the global investors are investing in. You will waken up. You will go to the polls. Merry Christmas.
I do have to. I think I'd have to pack it with Forrest as well. If there was a true constitutional republic, I think I would head that direction myself. Be like Davy Crockett said, I'm going to Texas.
Listen, I thought about Wyoming already.
All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Tony at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everybody. I just called to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
Because we need it.
Merry Christmas with this.
I have to disagree with Forrest. I think, you know what, I'm going to go down swinging, but I'll tell you what, I think that there's good things ahead for us. It's just a matter of education. We just got to get everybody educated. If they knew what we knew, they'd vote our direction. You know, the only thing that we've got going against us right now is voter apathy. We get these people educated, and I think they'll swing our way. It's just a matter of getting them educated.
All right, Tony, thank you for the call. 827 now. Who wanted to arrest somebody if they didn't vote?
I did.
We were talking about that off the air. You want to really arrest people if they don't vote?
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't it, you know, shouldn't you have a choice whether you want to vote or not?
If you're given a right, okay, and you're part of this country, it's your duty to go and vote.
Well, you have a choice, though. Anybody else agree with Tea Party Bob about arresting people if they don't vote?
You have a responsibility to be a citizen, regardless of what that country is. You have a responsibility.
What happens if more people continue to vote for Clinton and Obama?
Well, then I guess if they all vote, they've exercised it, and that makes us all wrong. I don't know.
I'd say landowners only. Aye, I like that.
All right, 828 as we continue on here at 580KIDO. All right, Isaac, your thoughts on arresting people. That seems pretty extreme to me.
Yeah, that is pretty tough there, Bob. I do definitely like the idea of the original intent of our Constitution. If you're not a landowner, if you're not paying tax, of course, I go back to our original taxation structure would be good, too, or even just a consumption tax. But landowners, there's a reason why our founding fathers exercised and 21 years old. Landowner, 21 years old. There's a reason why they did that. You have a much higher stake, and you have a whole different mindset when you go to the ballot, when you have a certain level of stake in the system. And, is it a fix-all? No. But is that one way to reset, right the ship? That would be in the right direction.
Yeah, but you know that'll never happen, Isaac.
No, it won't.
You know, it just that the fact that you have responsibilities and you own a piece of land, that you pay taxes, when you've got so many people out there, and it's probably about 37%, pay no taxes whatsoever, receive government assistance in many different ways.
Right.
They don't have any skin in the game.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, Sheila.
Self-government requires that all of ourselves be involved and educated so that we know that we're doing it the right way. We have to inform ourselves and participate.
All right, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 836, we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. We have so many people here that have made this show what it is. We have Matt Middleton with his little doggy Mabel. We have Sheila reading a book. We have Pro Life, who looks like he's going to get on the pulpit. We have Daryl, who's our jolly little elf. O, who has attacked me viciously and personally. Pat from Middleton, that says it all right there. Isaac Moffitt, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. And TPB. Now, off the air, there were a couple of, what would we call them, threats or something like that from O, made to me there, Tea Party Bob?
Yes, there were.
He said something about, you're lucky I didn't call you fatty.
Well, you know, he was going to start fining you for every time you gained a pound, something like that.
Number one, which would be, that'd be a great way to help us with the deficit, number one. And number two, then he said, you know, I didn't call in because I was busy doing real work. As if this program isn't real work, as we've all borne witness to this morning.
Well, you know, he just started a new business, and I guess it's more important than radio.
Maybe we need to give him the business.
There you go.
So, you know, we're going to call you on the carpet here. You know, Pat, this is when you come back into the fold and you pound on him viciously. or you turn again and join O, as you've done in the past on me.
I'm blinded by his chrome dome.
No. But, talk a little bit about your proposal concerning the fuel tax. And you're a svelte man. You're in shape.
They call me Flamingo Legs.
They call you the Flamingo. And let me just say this. I'm sure when you're on a plane or you're somewhere else and, you know, somebody with a surplus instead of a deficit, you know, encroaches on your seat space, you get upset.
Well, I don't get so upset. I just think
you
I should...
You like it then when people encroach.
No, I should have to pay less for my airfare than a big person. I mean, they should just charge your passengers
You're
should be charged
for a fatty.
By the pound. You and your bags, they weigh both of them, and you just pay by the pound.
There was an airline that did that. They're out of business.
Well,
that's unfortunate. I guess that tells you how many thin people there are.
Well, not anymore. But, you know, and this brings me to a point that I'd like to bring up to all of you. We talked about this on the air the other day, and, oh, I'm sorry you missed it because you were doing your job. How dare you have a life outside of this
station? Yes, how dare me.
Yes, but, you know, I'm on a plane coming back from the east, and I'm fortunate because I have Mrs. Miller next to me, so, you know, too bad for her. But, you know, you know what I'm saying here, the seat space here. And, you know, everybody's pretty much in shape in here except me. All right, you're just gonna just let me hang on that, right?
I know you're working out.
Yes. Where's the quarter pounders? However,
they're heavy, aren't they?
Yes. Here's my point. I saw a guy who was maybe a little taller than me, and probably two of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that, dude.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, we're all sensitive, we're all this, we're all that, but the guy there was a backup pilot that came up to this guy, and he goes, dude, this. He was mad. He goes, this isn't going to work. Right. And the rotund guy looks at him and goes, whoa, and the faux outrage and everything else, and pretty much bullied the guy into going to another seat. So I'm just sitting there watching this, and I'm going, well, I'm glad he's fatter than I am. But that's how you always think when you're in a
There's an easy solution to all of this.
Well, hold on. Let me just finish. So then, as you know, a lady comes up. And he had and this guy was happy that he had pretty much intimidated anybody into sitting next to him. And this lady wanted to sit next to him, and he got all mad about that. And then they brought us some snacks, and he was fine. I'm that'll not.
That'll do it every time.
Right.
All right. This is so easy. All I have to do is take about, I don't know, 20% of the airplane and dedicate it to wider seats. So if you're a big guy like Kevin, you know, hey, you want a nicer seat, you want a little more room because you're a big guy or you don't want to make people uncomfortable, you pay an extra like $20
they
to
call
sit
that
in
first
a big
class.
Guy seat. And then everybody else is happy. They just have to dedicate a special section of the plane, and it's not that complicated, but they don't do it. Or they need to pre-measure the passengers and go like big person, skinny person, you know, like stagger the aisles like you would if you were, you know, putting eggs in a carton or something
you're
like
not
that. That's not complicated.
You're not in the airline business, are you?
No, but it's not that complicated.
We've already got the TSA groping everybody.
Yeah, and they
why
should
not?
Have the first class seats are like $5,000. Forget it.
Wouldn't that make the airplane kind of fly with one wingtip down?
The they're not all on one side
we
of the plane,
the
you big dummy.
Side.
Come on, they're staggered. Come on, man. You know, big guy, little guy, big guy, little guy, like that.
Well, but you do pay extra, and I'll you know, fork over for the Economy Plus, which still isn't anything.
They're not any wider, they're longer.
Yeah. I like it when guys like you, O, are next to me because I can take over. You have no way to stop me.
So, see, what am I supposed to do? Volunteer to sit next to you guys just because I'm a thin person? That's discriminatory.
What are you going to do about it?
I think they should give you a strap and you should stand up.
Well, sneak up behind you and cut your Achilles tendon or something.
It would not
know.
Be good for O if he were in the middle, and Pat was on one side and I was on the other.
I'm nice to air.
Give him a strap like they have on the subways that he could just stand there and hold on to.
But I mean, I was observing this thing and I'm going, man, this just isn't right.
Right.
They look at O and say, where's the beef?
You know, I'll tell you, you're right about what goes on the airplanes. I used to fly a lot.
Right.
I stopped flying. Because I can't stand the way the airlines treat you anymore. I can't stand the TSA guys checking my shoes, groping me all over the place. And you know, I'm just an everyday passenger. You get on the plane, and you do sit next to somebody who's four or five times your size. You can't get anywhere. You can't do anything. You know, you're stuck.
You're not going to go dancing anyway on the plane,
No, but
Bob.
You're stuck there for 3 hours, and you can't get up.
Well,
you
got
to go to the bathroom. You got a problem.
You better go pee before you get on.
Exactly.
Well thank you for letting him know about his bowel movements. Let's go to Liberty Linda here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Liberty Linda.
Yes, good morning. I have a little skit for you. We wake up early in the morning. We rub our eyes and stretch. And yawn a lot. Then tune in to Kevin Miller.
I thought that was great. I wish Pat would have been paying attention.
Yeah, well, it's hard for me. I'm not an early morning person, but every morning I'm able to get up at 5 o'clock, tune in to Kevin Miller. So anyway, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. 2015 is going to be a great year. We have to stay positive.
Well, Liberty Linda, I wish you were here because I need some of your appreciation and positivity.
Thank you. We always have to look around and see what we have to be thankful for.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, there we have Liberty Linda. I wish you were more like her, Pat. You know, you need to be more appreciative.
There's nobody like Pat. I mean, just one of a kind.
So we solved the rotund problem, or oh, you're back on this. You know, you have Pat being a bully to you.
Well, I have a little song I'd like to sing for Linda. You know, I know sometimes it's rough. And this morning when I was listening, everybody was talking about how bad things were and how down they were, and it reminded me of a special song that Grandma O used to sing to me when Grandma O, when things weren't going well, and I'd like to share that with you guys just briefly.
There's no profanity.
Is this an uplifting song?
I've never used profanity on your show, so it kind of goes like this when you're not feeling good about things. Everything's going to be all right, be all right, be all right. Everything's going to be all right, but not for you. Hey, everybody, everything's going to be all right. Okay, so then it just keeps going like that until you just start crying. And
now I know
yourself.
Why your grandma sang it to you.
Right, right.
Well, it was a great career.
You really put up with a lot here, you know?
All right, much more coming up. It is 8:46. Yes, we're going to go to traffic a minute early. Why?
Kimsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
580-KIDO, 852. We go back to the phones. The Kevin Miller Christmas Party continues.
Merry Christmas!
Ronnie in Caldwell, you're on 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hello, dude. Hey, if it sounds like I'm in a tunnel, man, I had to sneak into the restroom at work to make this call real quick, man. Hey, gang, how's it going?
All right, Ronnie, just get to it.
How do you throw your voice, Kevin?
Hold on, Ronnie. You never show up. I think the end is near for you.
Man, I called in to give a Christmas gift to Tea Party Bob. Can I just please do it real quick? Okay, Bob, dude, you know I had troubles with the law in the past, dude, and one of the things I had to do was go to a lot of anger management classes.
All right. We continue on here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We've got a few minutes left. Let's have some sentiment here as we go around the room. We'll start with Tea Party Bob.
Well, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Since we won't be here for the New Year's, I just wish that everybody would kind of get a little bit of the spirit of Christmas.
It's tough after listening to this show.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh,
it's
the Republic's over. We're going to arrest people if they don't vote.
You got to have faith. You got to have some kind of hope. And I think, you know, we're all good Christians here. I think you have to have the hope of God being able to move things and change things around. At least I have that. I'm not going to worry until I see the end coming.
Okay, well, we only have 4 minutes left, so let's go around the room.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, there we have it. Ho, ho, ho.
Anger management for you.
Greg Pruitt.
Yep, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and remember this time's about family. It's about the birth of our Savior, and keep your family safe and keep them close to you.
Thank you for that brief and emotional greeting. Could be a model for everybody. Pro-life.
Well, you know, the Kevin Miller Show is, I think, one of the best in the nation. And Ray Amaya in the other room there is a big part of it. And I'm very thankful for him. And we need to all be thankful for our blessings. We need to be thankful that we live on this earth and for our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks.
All right, pro-life. Very emotional and very telling. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. I just want to encourage everybody out there. Have a great Christmas. Have a very Merry Christmas. Remember, you are God's feet here on earth. And like Chuck Swindoll says, stop praying about it and go do it.
There we have it. Our friend Matt from Middleton with his little doggy Mabel here with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Kevin, I got a joke for you. Okay.
Oh, boy. Another one.
Well, why was Noah considered the best economist in the history of mankind?
Why?
He floated all of the stock while the rest of the world's stock was liquidated.
That's a good one.
Anyway, I just thought that I'd wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be invited to the studios here, and this has been a great experience. Thanks, Kevin.
Well, you're always welcome. You're always in our thoughts and prayers. We go to Sheila.
Merry Christmas and liberty throughout the coming years. And please remember, educate yourselves in one of the really good ways to do that. Let's listen to Kevin Miller because he brings a lot of good information to people of all different views.
Thank you, Sheila. We go to the chick magnet, the Prius driving Daryl.
All right. Hey, happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. And before I do my New Year's resolution of losing a lot of weight, I'm going to try every restaurant around.
As you should. Before we get to Isaac and Pat from Middleton, we go back to O, who once again is jolly and festive, yes.
Hey, thank you for inviting me to what apparently is a Christmas party. Sorry about that bachelor party thing and the girls out in the lobby and all that. Just please forgive me. I hope that everybody has an excellent Christmas. It's a great time of year, and Kevin, you're the best, and you do a great job. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Even though I'm a fatty. It's okay.
Well, if you are a fatty, you're my favorite fatty.
Oh, thank you. Favoritefatty.com. All right, we go to Isaac Moffitt, who has lost a lot of weight and is looking very lean and mean here. He's kind of sold out on us.
He's almost O-like.
Almost. Maybe after I complete the race to Roby Creek in April.
Oh,
that's,
good
that's
for you.
That's my goal. So, you know, we talk gloom and doom often, it sounds like. But this, you know, this time of year, as we should every day, remember that God sent his son to save us from our own sins, and he's sovereign. He's still on the throne, and so regardless of what happens, we need to keep that in mind, that he is still in charge, and that Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago for us, so that we were able to be redeemed to God and enjoy him forever.
All right, Pat from Middleton.
Well, first of all, Kevin, Merry Christmas. Love your brother in a heterosexually, appropriate way, you know. But you know what? Merry Christmas to everybody else out there. You remember, change comes from the heart, and so you really got to change your heart first. Find the gifts that God has given you, and go out and spread that word, and be the encouragement that everyone else needs to see that there is a chance for change. Anyway, God bless everybody.
Indeed, and let's get to traffic now at 580KI. 8:59 as we continue on. Do you want to remind everybody we'll be here tomorrow for our Matters of Faith program, where we invite everybody of faith, of value, to talk about God the day before Christmas here at 580KIDO. Certainly have enjoyed everybody coming in. And from thank you. You know, from Patriot Ray coming in, our great friend Tom Munns, and to everybody who comes in, uses their gas, talks on the air. We appreciate it. And especially to the activists that, you know, whether they agree or disagree, they continue on the fight in quiet anonymity. And that says a lot, because they believe in our great nation. And without those folks, without you, we'd be in bigger trouble than we are. So we depend on you. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.